This month we are continuing our series to set you up for success when it comes to branding your passion in 2024 and revisiting some of our best episodes to do that. And in this episode we are going to be talking about why you are your brand's best asset. As a solo creative selling your own work, you are your brand. You are often the sole person behind everything that you do. Your marketing, your products, your services. You are the visionary and the creative force behind what you do. When people follow your brand, engage with you, buy from you, or support you, they are here for you. Your personality and who you are has so much power, and that's what makes you your brand's best asset. So if you are ready to power up your brand by sharing your authentic, unapologetic self, then tune in and let's talk about how to build that incredible connection with your audience.
Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion. Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brand Your Passion. This week, I want to kind of carry on from the discussion we were talking about kind of comparing yourself a couple of weeks ago. And in that episode, I was talking to you about how like owning and knowing your personality and leaning into who you are and just being like, hey, here I am. This is what makes me different. This is what makes me awesome is going to help you with like comparing yourself. And today I want to talk to you about the power of your personality and why you are your brand's best asset. So as a solo creative selling your own work and your services, you are your brand, right? You are the sole person usually behind everything that you do, right? Behind the marketing, behind the products themselves or the services themselves. You are the visionary. You are the creative force behind what it is that you do. And so when people follow your brand or they engage with you, they buy from you, they support you, the thing is they are here for you, right? They are here for your work. They're here for your story. They love your personality. They connect with your values. They are on board with your vision and your mission, and they are all about your creativity and probably very, very inspired and motivated by what it is that you do. So your personality and who you are really has a lot of power and is your brand's best asset, in my opinion. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but in order for people to buy from you, they need to know, like, and trust you, right? And they do that by connecting with you. So to get to know you, they get to know, like, who you are and your story and what you do and what you're about. They start to like you by connecting with your personality and like feeling really connected with you and understanding what's behind your business and why you do what you do. And then they start to trust you because they like see on a regular basis what you're about and how you put that into action and how you connect with other people. And so they start to trust you, and then they're like, yeah, I want to support this person. I want to join their Patreon or subscribe to their YouTube channel or join their email list or buy from them. They reach that kind of level of trust, and all of that is by connecting with you. And the thing is that 64% of consumers or customers want brands to connect with them, right? So that's the majority of people want people to connect with them. And I've said it before, say it a million times, and people say it all the time on Instagram, but people connect with people, right? So if your customers want your brand to connect with them, what they're saying is that like that them as a person want to connect with another person, and that is you. So there is a study from Sprout Social, and that's where that statistic came from, about 64% of consumers wanting brands to connect with them. And they also found out that when consumers or customers do feel connected to brands, more than half of them will increase their spending with that brand, and 76% will buy from them over a competitor. So if you are connecting with your audience and really having that personal relationship with them, and like they feel like they can get to know you and they connect with you as a person, They're going to spend more from you. They're going to be more loyal to you, and they're going to keep coming back and buying from you on the regular. And 70% of customers also report feeling more connected when the brand's CEO is active on social. And spoiler alert, you are your brand's CEO. Even if you don't kind of imagine yourself as a CEO, you are technically, you own the business, you run the business, you make the decisions, you are head honcho of your business. So when you are like active on social and open and personable and people can connect with you and get to know your personality, people love that and people feel more connected to you when you do that. And in that same study that Sprout Social did, which I'll leave a link to in the description so you can check it out if you want to have a read, it's really informative. They asked how customers define feeling connected to a brand. Number one is that they trust the brand. So that's what we talked about, right? You want people to trust you, and how they're going to do that is by connecting with you. And number two, the second highest, is that the brand aligns with their values, right? So how are they going to know if they connect with your values or your brand aligns with their values? Is by like talking to you and getting to know you and like knowing who your person, what your personality is and what you're all about and what's important to you. So all of those statistics to say that having a personality and you being who you are and being amazing and wonderful and talented and unique is really your brand's superpower. Owning who you are and leaning into that is really what's going to propel your brand forward, because more people are going to feel like they know you. They're going to like start to like you and love you and trust you. You're going to be able to connect with more people, reach more people. You're going to feel way, way, way better if you can just like be your whole true wonderful self than feeling like you have to pretend to be anybody else. So all in all, it's a win-win. And this doesn't mean that all of the other aspects of your brand aren't important, right? So your logo might be the thing that captures someone's attention. Your colors are what's going to help people recognize you. Your packaging might be what like appeals to them on the shelf. But these things are all about just like capturing their attention, right? If they're walking past the shop window of your business, for example, that's what's going to like catch their eye. They're going to see it out of their corner of the corner of their eye. But what's going to get them to like come closer and start learning more about you and step inside the door is you, right? Is learning about you, what's important to you, connecting with your personality. They see your product in this imaginary store window, this hypothetical metaphorical store window, and they're like, wow, I just saw the color pink out of the corner of my eye, but man, I love like the personality in this copywriting. I am in love with the fun patterns on here that are like so unique. I'm following them on Instagram, and I am like in love and adore everything that they say, and they're so funny and relatable, and I connect with them, and that's what's going to keep them like coming back, right? The thing is, it's going to be your personality that keeps people around, not like your pixel perfect feed. It's going to be your story that's going to make your audience support you time and time again. It's going to be your creativity and everything about you that inspires and empowers people to be creative in themselves. These are the things that are going to be really, really powerful. Like I said, not that like having a pixel perfect feed or like choosing consistent brand colors or having a logo are not important and not helpful, but that's just going to capture their attention. What's going to keep them around and really get them to know, like, and trust you is you. And I will tell you, I have had like more DMs and more comments from people and just overall generally more engagement in my content and my brand when I'm just being myself, when I'm just sharing the stuff I love and like owning who I am and being the weird dancing dork that I am on Instagram. That's when people are like, oh my God, I love your energy, or like, I just want to be around you and your content more. That when I'm just being myself and having fun with that and owning who I am, my audience loves it more than anything else. And they can tell, I think, when I'm not feeling like myself or not being myself. So the lesson here overall is this. This has been a short episode, but hopefully a helpful one. The lesson here is that people want to connect with you. You are your brand's best asset because people care about your personality and your story and your mission and your vision and your values, all of those things. They want to connect with you, and they can only do that if you are willing to be authentically, unapologetically you and open your personality up to the people around you. So what you want to do is, big ask, I guess, is like figure out who you are and like what is your personality, what makes you so awesome and unique and individual and special and wonderful. And if you need some help to figure that out, or you just need somebody to tell you why you're so wonderful, then just sing out. But you want to figure out who you are, own that shit, and share that with the world, right? I know it's way easier said than done, but just put your personality out there for the world to see. I've talked about this on Instagram before, but like if people unfollow you or aren't about your energy or whatever, you don't want those people in your audience anyway. The people who you do want in your audience and connecting with your work are people who like love your energy and love your personality and love who you are. So don't be afraid of putting yourself out there, of owning your personality and just being who you are, because the people who value that and love you and love your work are going to be there for that and love every single minute of it. And like I said, you are going to feel way better if you can just feel free to be yourself, own your personality, and know that it is your brand's best asset. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I hope it's given you a little gentle kick up the bottom to be like, nope, I'm going to own who I am and I'm going to put it out there to the world and I'm not going to be afraid. And if I need a pep talk, I'm going to go to Holly. She'll give me one. So yeah, I hope that you have loved this episode. Let me know if it has been helpful. And if you have any questions or, as always, want to talk about anything in the episodes, you can just tag me or DM me on socials. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast. If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at @MakerAndMoxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.